Procrastination. Procrastination. Yeah. What is that? It's a really long $10 word. When you avoid doing something or putting it off, right? Everybody agrees? There's no other secondary thing for that? Because it's exactly right, right? It's the act of willfully delaying or doing something that should be done, right? For some, if done enough, it becomes habit forming. Have you guys ever done that? It's like you delay taking out the trash or something? As long as possible, then it's like heaping over the trash can. And you're like, and it rips. I hate that. Benjamin Franklin, our third president, right? He was never a president. You guys are good. Benjamin Franklin once said, "You may delay, but time will not." And he's exactly right. You know, time does not stop for no man. No, he was never a president. Gilbert. No, he was never a president. He's on the $100 bill. No. Because he did a lot for the country. Founder and whatnot. He was just influential during the whole Revolutionary War. Time does not stop for no man. It keeps moving on no matter what we do or what we don't do. The thing about time is that we can't get it back, right? Once it's passed, it's passed. Now, the word procrastination, that exact word, is not found in the Bible. But there are some principles that can help us in that area. Now, sometimes procrastination is a result of laziness. Would you agree? It boils down to laziness. And the Bible has plenty to say about that. Now, sometimes you put off a book report. I know nobody here, you guys are really on it, right? Our science project, you never went up to your parents and said, "Oh, by the way, I need to make a model scale of Jamestown tomorrow," right? It's due tomorrow. I need 100 popsicle sticks. Maybe you have a Bible lesson the night before and then your cat starts hitting the backspace button on your laptop, right? And then before you know it, half your lesson's gone. Right? That's never happened to me, but you know, maybe. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12. Okay. Somebody who puts things off will be in charge, right? I mean, what don't put things off will be in charge. Sorry, I got screwed up. So, I mean, you know, the boss doesn't like it when their employees put off work. Makes sense, right? If you have a job to do, they want you to do it. That's what they're paying you for. So, in a sense, then those people that are going to get the jobs done, those are the people that are going to be successful. Those are the people that are going to be promoted and move further on. While the slothful, you know, and I always felt that was really, it's a shame that the sloths have that name because they're always deemed into that bad name, right? Being slothful. Sloth Maybe it's all the sloth's fault, right? Will be put to forced labor. So forced labor, you know, I don't know. I mean, first thing that pops in my mind, I don't know about you guys, but it's like a chain gang, right? I mean, forced, so, but I really think what it means is that, you know, if you never do work, and then when you get around to it, work is going to feel like hard labor. You know, you're not, don't have that experience where you could have fun at work. It's just don't be, I don't want to be there. Another habit-forming type of thing about being slothful. And then let's go a little bit to the right, and we're in Proverbs 13, verse 4. Okay, so a sluggard is not a baseball term, right? It's not a sluggard. Are those, you know, those times where you want to get something done, but in order to do that, you'd have to get up, right? And that's just too much work. So nothing gets done. However, when we're diligent, there's that word again, right? The diligent is the good one, right? Diligent, we are rewarded. And then, like I said, the Bible has a lot to say about being lazy. Let's go on to Proverbs 15. Verse 19. TJ? So, a hedge of thorns. Sounds like a great time, right? Has anybody ever been hiking, then you're like, oh, I'll just get off the trail for a little bit, and then you end up in a sticker bush? All the time. Right? Right? It's like, oh, ow! That one bites, right? Usually those things are small, but we're talking a hedge. So, I picture a hedge as, like, you know, right, just like over the hedge. So I'm thinking big. So the big thorns, it's not, don't be fun. And then the upright, the diligent, right? The same thing as the upright, has a smooth path, a highway. So no trouble, right? Clear roads, probably a snow plow right in front of him. He's good. No ice. He's just cruising. Proverbs 18, verse 9. Destroyer? Oh, okay. Destroyer. So, who is a great destroyer? So, a brother, you know, a brother. How would you describe a brother? Somebody you dislike? Somebody who beats you up. Or maybe somebody who comes alongside of you. If you were really in trouble, your brother would stand up for you, right? What? He'd stand up for you. He'd beat you up at home, but he'd stand up for you, right? Maybe. Yeah, I know your brother. I know your brother. I met him once or twice. So, I know they would stand up for you. And they think similar. You guys were raised the same, so you're going to be thinking similar, right, in similar ways. Not always exactly the same ways. Oh, yeah, I know your brother, too. Both your brothers. Similar ways. So, but nobody wants to be that brother to a great destroyer, right? As somebody who causes trouble, you don't want to be that person's brother, right? Nobody in here? So you don't want to be doing the same thing. So if you're doing the same things, basically is what it's saying, as somebody who is a great destroyer. Now, the cure for procrastination is diligence. Diligence regardless of the task. You know, it could be, you could have this picture of this hardest thing in the world, but if you're diligent, if you're willing to do it and just stay at it, that's how you get rid of procrastination. You know, this also can be habit forming. It's a good habit. It's a good habit to get things done when it needs to get done, right? In timely manner. As a Christian, we should be very motivated to get things done on time and to do a good job. We're going to turn to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 23. Brandon, you got that? So we need to put our best foot forward, right? Always. You put your best foot forward no matter what you're doing. It could be something you don't want to do, but we still need to be a good example, right? We need to be respectful and put our best foot forwards. Now, I've, at work, a little example is, I've had many of times there's two different things I need to get done, right? And it's like, I do not want to do that. I'd rather do this. And every single time, it's like the thing I put off, it goes way easier. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me, but it goes way easier than what I think it should. Actually, most of the time, it goes easier than what I plan on doing first. But we still need to, no matter, even if it's something that you don't think you want to do, or it seems hard, or it seems difficult, you need to put your best foot forward. You need to be doing it for whom? For God, right? Because He's watching. You're doing it in front of Him. We may not see Him, but you're doing it in front of Him. So you need to be doing it like He's right there watching you. Now, sometimes procrastination is because of fear of failure. Or maybe it doesn't cross your mind at that exact time. Right? People agree? Maybe? Yes? Or? Sure? such as what? Does anybody procrastination? Procrastinate. Does anybody procrastinate in here? Does anybody procrastinate in here because they're afraid of failure? You just don't want to do it. You're just falling the lazy side. But we're all scared. You can be with that. But maybe it's about talking to somebody. Talking to somebody new, making new friends, or maybe sharing the gospel. Maybe. Now, there is no time to waste. Let's turn to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 35. Chapter 4, verse 35. Kayla? Everybody gets that, right? We're all farmers here. We know what it means to harvest. Right? It means the crop's ready. And what he's talking about there is that everybody's ready. It's the time is now. The time is now. You know, we shouldn't tell other people, or if we're thinking about talking to somebody, maybe tomorrow will be a better time. I'll talk to them tomorrow. No, the time is now. The harvest is now. With souls, you know, it's now. It may never come again. You know, then you have a missed opportunity. And that may actually haunt you, right? Because it's like, oh, I wish I would have talked to them. I wish I would have said something. I wish I would have just prayed. Or upon hearing the gospel and knowing their spiritual, that they do have spiritual needs, they delay making a response. Now, this is probably the most dangerous procrastination that there is, right? Especially if you knew that you needed something, but I'll just wait. I'll wait until I really need it, right? But life is short. And we're not talking height, it's just short and distance. And we don't know when or what's going to happen tomorrow. In James, so we're going to the right, James chapter 4, 13, 14, 15, and 16. James chapter 4, 13 through 16. I might have screwed it up the first time. So if any boasting is done, obviously it needs to be respectful and humble, but boast about God and what he can do, not what we can do. Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, we can't boast about, oh, I'm going to do this and that, you know, because we don't really know. Procrastinating getting right with God is just hardening our hearts towards God, right? Because Jesus could return at any time. In Hebrews, so it's just to the left, Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 15. And sometimes, you know, when you procrastinate learning people's names, and you're like, I know it, I've met him many of times, and then it doesn't come to you because you're old. Oh, you guys don't know that yet. But your brain starts slowing down, and he still hasn't looked up. Huh, Jared? Yeah, that's right. I knew that. I was just making a joke. Jared, do you have that? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 through 15. So, every and each day, we should be doing what? It's in what we just wrote. I mean, read. Wrote. Exhort one another, right? And what does that mean? It means lifting up one another. Being kind, right? Being kind to each other. Having each other's back, right? That's what it means, is that God has given us this day, and we should obey Jesus in what to do. And we should be protecting one another, and we should be taking care of one another. You know, if somebody's down, give them an encouraging word. If somebody does a good job, say, yeah, way to go. Right? Right? Exhorting them. In Ephesians, sorry, we're jumping all around. I didn't know what to leave out. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Nicholas 26. Okay. Okay, the problem with waiting for anger is that, you know, there could be a bitter root that will grow. You know, and if that grows in that place, then it becomes hard to remove. It becomes very hard to remove. In Luke chapter 12, so we're going way to the left, but not too far. Luke chapter 12, verse 40. Brendan? Yeah, verse 40. So like I said, Jesus could return at any moment, so we shouldn't procrastinate just on that reason alone, right? Because, you know, we could miss it. We need to be prepared. So in Matthew, and this is going to be a long one. I didn't know how to break it up. Who feels like reading like 13 verses? Katie. All right. So Matthew chapter 25. And start at 1 and go to 13. So this is very sad. Well, I think, I mean, you look at it a couple of different ways, but it's a sad parable, right? Because there's a whole bunch of people, if you want to just take it for what it's saying, is that it's like these 10 ladies are getting married, right? And their husbands don't come, but they don't know when he's coming. So there was five of them, right, that brought, well, five that brought extra oil, or olive oil. So the lamp, you know, they used oil so the lamp would work, right? They didn't have flashlights. They didn't have LED flashlights back then. So they used oil, but they brought extra. But the other one's like, we have enough. We have enough till that happens. But what happened? They ran out, right? They ran out. They couldn't find where to go. So they had to go get some more. And while they were gone, the door shut. They don't get married. Right? Done. You know, they probably wanted to get married, right? They probably had every intention to doing the right thing, but they weren't prepared. You know, they waited, they procrastinated and waited for the last minute. They waited like, oh no, we're good. I'll get oil another day, right? So no matter if it's a physical or spiritual, no matter if you're dealing with the physical or the spiritual world, it is unwise to delay in things that you need to get done, right? Can we all see that? I got inspired by a t-shirt, I don't know, but I expanded on it, but Satan drew near with his armies, with his legions. Satan saw me and my head was down. He thought I was weak. He thought I was defeated. He thought he had won. Then he heard me say, amen. Then he knew this was a battle that he could never win. You know, prayer is huge. Prayer is very huge. And there's never a wrong time to pray. You know, but there's times where we don't pray and we wish we did, but there's never a time where you're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have prayed for that. You know, prayer is always good. Never procrastinate on praying. So with that said, Brendan, can you close us in prayer?